What's up, Eagle Country? Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Go online to schedule your next appointment at orthocincy.com. I'm your host, Double T Travis. There, we got a great show lined up for you this evening as we're going to be featuring and talking to the Lawrenceburg Tigers varsity basketball team. We're going to get with them in just a couple of minutes' time. Got to get to our heat check segment, run down some local sports headlines before we bring on our featured guest. And we're going to start in high school hoops over the weekend. Franklin County's Brant Ertl eclipsing the 1,000 career point mark with a 31-point performance. 2-point loss, however, to Talawanda. Game was played at the Hoosier Gym in Knightstown, and Brant reaching 1,000 career points on a old-fashioned 3-point play. We have a video link over at EagleCountryOnline.com. You can read a little bit more about him getting to that milestone. Congratulations to Brant. Big performance there, and obviously he would like to, gotten the 1,000-point mark in a win, but we'll move forward from there. Let's go to our next topic here, East Central's Addie Arnault. We want to say congratulations to her recently signing her letter of intent to play soccer at Thomas More. She's a 4-year starter at EC, 2-time All-EIAC, and great in the classroom as well, 4.1 GPA, 17th in her class, plans to study nursing at Thomas More. Former Lawrenceburg Tiger, I wanted to hit on this. Mason Paris, yes, he's still doing his thing at the University of Michigan, the number one ranked heavyweight in the country. Picked up a couple more wins over the weekend against Ohio State and Maryland. He's now 21-0 as a fifth-year senior. And, of course, the one thing that has eluded Mason Paris in his college wrestling career is the national championship. You remember back when he finished as the runner-up. So that's what the goal is for Mason this year, is to win that national championship in his last year as a collegiate wrestler. And while we're on the wrestling topic, had the sectional at South Dearborn over the weekend. East Central, the team champ there, had some individual champs. Blake Wolf at 126, Dylan Lingrich at 145, Grayson Hilton at 152, Braden Huber, the 170 champ, and Brendan Coulter winning at 182. A couple youngsters from Milan, sectional champs, Matthew Boyd at 106 and Caleb Wilburn at 138. For Franklin County, Cole Freeze was the champ at 113, and Colin Troyer was the champ at 120, and Lawrenceburg had one individual champ, that being Colton Roth at 285. Regional going to take place Saturday at Richmond. You can see the full results from the wrestling sectional at South Dearborn on the local sports report over at EagleCountryOnline.com. And then we got girls sectional coming up this week. Tomorrow will be the tip-off of the Class 3A sectional at Rushville. South Dearborn and Connersville will play that first-round matchup at 7 o'clock tomorrow. We'll go on the air at 6:40. With our pregame coverage, myself and Chuck Thomas will bring you the call. The winner of that game will play Lawrenceburg on Friday. We'll have that game for you as well, and then hoping to be back out at Rushville on Saturday for the championship game as well. Our sectional broadcast this week presented by Ivy Tech Community College, ivytech.edu, to learn a little bit more about how they can help you further yourself. And yeah, we're going to take a short little break here, about 80 seconds, and come back with the Lawrenceburg Tigers boys basketball team. You're listening to Crunch Time on Eagle Country 99.3.
It's time for a word with Dr. Brian Whistle from OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Doc, let's start off by hearing a little bit about OrthoSensi and what services you provide to the community.
Yes, so I do a little bit of everything. It ranges from hand stuff. I'll do procedures in the office like trigger fingers, carpal tunnels. And then, of course, you've got more of the kind of the outpatient things, that chronic shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, things like arthritis. Those are more appropriately kind of worked up on an outpatient basis. See you in the office, get some x-rays, and then kind of talk about, your treatment options and whether that's, non-surgical or surgical options. Orthopedics care is absolutely both non-surgical and surgical things.
And how about helping injured student athletes in the area?
The biggest question when you come in is, hey, is this something that you can play through or not? And so a lot of times, that starts with an x-ray, starts with an exam. And even if we have to get next step, something like an MRI, and usually have a little bit quicker trigger just because, again, there's, you don't have time to see if this gets better or not in 3 weeks. You want to know, can I play this weekend or not? And mm-hmm. So if we do need something like an MRI, try to do a really good job of holding kind of urgent MRI spots for our athletes and try to get them in as soon as possible. That way we get that information. And again, it's, it's a matter of are you hurt or are you injured? And if it's, if it hurts, but everything structurally checks out okay, then tape it and, do some exercises, but have at it.
That's a word with Dr. Brian Whistle from OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. More Crunch Time now.
All right, time to get to our featured guest of the evening, the Lawrenceburg Tigers varsity basketball team here in studio. And as we always do with the teams that come through, get to a player introduction so we know who's in the studio here this evening. So let's go around the horn, gentlemen. Name, what position you play, and what year you are in school. Go ahead. Start over here.
Noah Kanega. I'm a forward and class of 2025.
Ben Cornett. I'm a guard, class of 2024.
Cooper Bebo, I'm a forward, class of 2025.
Logan Rohr, senior, guard.
Ethan Casebolt, junior, guard.
Charlie Meyer, power forward, 2024.
Sam Cornett, forward, senior.
Xavier Eads, guard, class of 2024.
Gerald Taylor, forward. Class 2024.
All right, very good player introductions there. Thank you, guys. Before we get to some basketball stuff, I wanted to talk to the two football guys in the room because we didn't get a chance to catch up after the state championship game. So Noah and Sam, you guys want to quickly talk about that experience and what it was like playing at Lucas Oil?
Yeah, that whole like week leading up the state was like a memorable experience, especially for like the seniors and everyone. And then to go out there and like in the fourth quarter, it was only a 3-point game. That was super awesome, and I wish we could have won it. But
you had a pretty big game too. You were in the backfield quite a bit, sacking the quarterback. Had it been fun?
Yeah, that was fun.
All right, Sam, how about your experience there?
Yeah, it was definitely a lifetime memory. The whole week of practice, people constantly in the field filming and doing interviews and stuff. Just something I'll never forget.
Awesome stuff. It was a great year for you guys. We wanted to make sure we congratulated you on that awesome run to the state championship. More recently, on the basketball floor, you guys had homecoming on Friday, and I want to talk about the actual homecoming festivities, not so much the game right now. Sam, Ben, and Cooper, you guys, princes, I guess. Tell us a little bit about homecoming and everything there. That was pretty cool to see all you guys win.
Yeah, you know, homecoming's always fun. There's always a big crowd, so it's just a blessing to be nominated, and obviously even more of a blessing to be picked as the prince for my grade, something I'll probably always remember and always be grateful for.
All right, you going for king next year? Is that the goal there, Ben?
Yeah, that's the goal for my senior year.
All right, Cooper, how about you? Tell us about your homecoming.
You know, it was pretty fun, but I was really just ready for the game and just wanted the game to start, you know.
Right. You didn't need your picture taken. You just wanted to play ball. Sam, what about you?
Yeah, I felt the same way. I wasn't really focused on what was going on with the homecoming, more just locking in for the game.
So you're all right with Sebastian being the king then?
Yeah, I felt like I got snubbed a little bit, but.
All right. I thought we'd have a little fun with that. We're going to get into some basketball talk here now. 13-4 record. 7 regular season games to go. You haven't lost back-to-back games all season long. That's usually a pretty good indicator that you have a really good team, and I'll bring in Coach for this. 13-4 so far this season. Kind of assess the play of your Tigers there, Coach.
We've been pretty pleased so far. I'm looking at our schedule there on your screen. We've had some tough games, obviously, throughout the season. We tried to build our schedule that way to where we have some road games that'll push us. And if you come out on the other end, obviously, nobody wants to take a loss. But if you do, you hope to learn from it. And it makes you better come tournament time. And I think that's what, when you look at our 4 losses so far, I mean, we've had 2 conference losses and then 2 really good opponents. I think Greenfield Central's 15-1, and Bloomington South's always a good program to play. So, you know, they've pushed us, they've made us better, and hopefully it prepares us for March.
And recently, you played really, really well. The 7-game winning streak going into the Greensburg game on Friday. I know that one got away from you guys in the fourth, but recently the play's been pretty solid.
Yeah, I felt like we took big strides there in that Christmas tournament up at Richmond. You know, we had a couple tough games right there before the break, but then the tournament, we really got things turned around. Obviously, winning the Rivertown's a big local event for us. It was good for us to beat South Dearborn in the finals. That's always a good thing. And then, you know, just here lately, piecing it together game by game, we've had some good opponents on the road. We've had some good opponents at home. We're going to keep having some good opponents here, you know, to close out the season. So we still got some work to do, but you know, the whole goal, we talk about it every day, is just keep building, taking steps forward each day to get it to where you're playing your best basketball come the tournament.
All right, let's bring the players back in, get your perspective on how things have been going this season. The record looks nice, but where are you guys at right now? How you feeling about how you've played, you know, 17 games into the season?
You know, I think we're just playing as a team right now, and we got a very elusive guard, Logan Rohr. He's cooking it up like Walter right now, and yeah, I just think we're all flowing off of him, and he's just getting us all the ball and everything.
What do you think of Noah's assessment of your play there, Logan?
I don't know much about that, but yeah, this is the best season that I've had, and we won sections last year, so it's really great news just, like, being the situation that we're in right now.
All right, Ben, assess your team. How you guys feeling right now?
Yeah, I think we're doing great. You know, the start of our season was a little rocky, but as we've gone, we've really combined as a team. You know, especially Rivertown, just winning that SD game. You know, it was just a great win. Every single game, I feel like we're getting better. Even after the loss to Greensburg, I still feel like we picked up on some really good things. And just 7 regular season games left, I think we can still continue to get better. And yeah.
Sure. Sam, you want to build off that a little bit? Talk about just like the makeup of the team chemistry. How's that for you guys?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good right now. I mean, we had Noah out one game. Charlie Meyer stepped up, played a pretty good game.
And power forward, right?
Yeah, power forward. But yeah, I feel like everybody, even guys on the bench, they can come in and help us win games that we need to win. And everybody contributes. I feel like there's not... nobody out there is not doing anything.
Gotcha. All right. Coach alluded to the early season tournament out at Richmond. Played some tough competition up there. Did you find that was kind of a big point in the season, kind of a coming together point, and, you know, proving yourself that you can win against some really solid competition?
Yeah, I definitely do. You know, we played some big opponents in there. Tinley, Bloomington South, you know, there was... we played really good against every single one of those teams, saw some opponents that we'll never see again, but I think that's really good competition that'll help us in March.
Very good. And speaking of in-season tournaments, one of the main reasons we wanted to have you guys out is you won the Rivertown Classic, and when championships are won, we like to celebrate those on this very show. And the Rivertown, it's been going on for a long, long time, since 2001, and Lawrenceburg's had some great success there. We're just running roughshod over the tournament there for a while, and then South Dearborn wins the last two before you, you know, took them off the throne this year. Let's go through this Rivertown tournament and talk a little bit about that experience and how much it meant to you guys to get back to winning ways there. Logan, go ahead.
Yeah, obviously we took two tough losses in the Rivertown tournament before that, so it's just... like, really nice that we just get a bounce back year, come back and win it.
And you come out and you basically blitz Rising Sun in that first game, 71 points, really, really solid all-around performance. What do you remember from that game?
Yeah, I think that first game against Rising Sun, we built off that in the game against SD. I know we had a rocky first half, but then second half we started to pull away, and at that point it was just they were just a sunken battleship.
Well said. So, you guys are crazy. This is going to be a fun show. We still got 15 minutes left of this, so. I think that's the first time I've been caught laughing like that on the show. I just lost my complete train of thought on that, so well done there, Ben. So, what I was going to get to is Rising Sun game, you score 71 points, and then you come out in the championship game against South Dearborn, and you got 10 at halftime. It was eerily reminiscent to the year prior. And, Logan, I know we chatted a little bit about the halftime locker room speech. are we able to bring that up here tonight?
You know, with it.
Let's talk about that. That had to got you going, I guess, because third quarter, fourth quarter was a completely different story for you guys in that championship game.
Yeah, obviously we all knew that. we all knew we need to step up because we don't like losing to South Dearborn. Obviously, neither does Coach Cutter. So he gave us a speech. We locked in. And we came back.
So. Is there some you know, parts of the speech that we can't really talk about on the air? or was it just loud?
I think I was pretty nice that game, actually. I think that was one of my more calm speeches at halftime. I think I remember just saying we just need to do what we need to do.
Okay.
You know, just step it up another level and do what we need to do and shoot the ball with confidence. I don't think I was that mean. I think you kind of threw me under the bus there that time a little bit.
Well, we were speculating at the broadcast booth during the game, but yeah, that's just kind of night and day, first half to the second half. Logan, you were kind of a big part of spurring everything by creating some havoc on defense, getting into the open court and scoring some buckets. We kind of talked about it after the game. I think when you guys are out running and, you know, getting some easy baskets in transition, that's when you guys are really, really tough to beat. So you guys want to kind of elaborate on that a little bit? Do you kind of have a similar feeling about that?
Yeah, I feel like our energy was just not there the first half, and then it just came out. Cooper hit the three to begin, and then we just went on a run, so we just got all the energy back.
Cooper, go ahead.
Yeah, coming out of half, Cutter just wanted three stops, and we got him. We were out there on defense like spinning monkeys.
All right, very good. And, let's go to Ben again, see if he's got another sack. No, I'm just kidding. How's the finger?
Oh, finger's feeling a lot better. Yeah, it was the practice the day before. Cooper threw me a pass that was, I don't know if it was the best pass, but I still went and tried to grab it. Looked down at my finger, and it definitely wasn't bending the right way. So they tried to pop it back in place a few times, finally got it. It didn't feel the best, but I was going to go out and play the next day because it's SD and it's Rivertown, and I don't want to miss that. But now it's just taping it up every game, and it's feeling fine.
What was the most difficult thing having that injury? Was it dribbling, anything like that was troublesome?
Well, I felt like my dribbling was fine, but I don't know if anybody saw it. The first free throw I shot in that game didn't look the best. I hit the side of the backboard. So I would say I just had to adapt to kind of change my shooting. That wasn't normal if it didn't feel normal.
Okay. Coach, you want to kind of talk about the toughness shown there from Ben to play through that injury?
Yeah, I think if I remember right, his finger was in a 90-degree angle when he left the gym that night before. And again, when I talked to him that night, he made no bones about it. He was going to come in and play, and he said toodles to the urgent care staff as soon as he was popped back in and in place and said, I'll see you at the gym tomorrow night, Coach.
All right, so let's just do one final thing on Rivertown, and then we'll move on. It's obviously a great feeling to be able to climb a ladder and cut down the nets, and especially to do it on the home floor of your rival. So tell us a little bit about that. No, they're pointing at you. You're the man. Go ahead.
You know, the rival, like, it goes back a while, and we just, like, always want to beat them, and, like, it's always a good feeling. And then you know, that game, we were down 8 at halftime, I think it was, and we only had 10, and we didn't score any of the in the second quarter. So, you know, just coming out, like, responding well in the third quarter, it really just helped us get it going.
So you guys know that you're going to get their best shot.
Yeah, come sectional time.
Well, on the 17th of February. So looking forward to that game and the challenge there.
Yeah.
Hey, we're really not scared. We just wanted to bring it, and we're going to bring it back, and it should be a fun one.
It will be a fun one, and we're going to be there because we wouldn't miss that. But, again, big congrats on winning the Rivertown this year. And I know you got some more lofty goals that we're going to talk about as well. I don't know how much you guys, how much of a role you played in the military appreciation night, but did you want to touch on that at all? Thought that was pretty cool, you know, helping out some children of servicemen and women.
Yeah, so we obviously always do our National Guard uniforms, and then this year I'll let him speak on this in a little bit, but it was kind of unique with Ethan and his dad being overseas right now, so that was kind of a nice touch to it for us. Obviously meant a little bit more this year. And then our Key Club and our military club at the high school actually just partnered with us, and they were the ones that did the teddy bear toss for the families of, you know, deployed servicemen and women. And so it was a nice little touch. I thought our high school honor guard did a nice job presenting the colors that night. That was a nice touch, and they did a really nice job with that. So hopefully it's just something we can continue to do year to year and, you know, keep honoring those people that allow us to do what we do every day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Ethan, you want to weigh in on that a little bit? What would that mean to you to see that?
Well, they announced it before the game. I obviously wasn't expecting it. And then Noah was out that game, so I got a lot more minutes than I usually did. It was just fun to play, and we won. So
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Let's talk about most recent games. Friday, Saturday, it's always tough playing those back-to-backs like that. I was there for the Greensburg game on Friday. You guys have probably heard a lot about that already. And, you know, you bounce back with a win against South Ripley on Saturday. So, yeah, how you guys feeling after the back-to-back on Friday, Saturday?
It's always tough playing two games back-to-back. I felt like we played pretty good. We gave them our best shot against Greensburg. There's some things that didn't go our way that game. But we'll definitely, if we see them again down the road, we'll give them another shot.
Absolutely. And that South Ripley game, Coach, you can weigh in on this a little bit too. You know, it is difficult playing the back-to-back. And then, you know, the fourth quarter didn't go the way you wanted to on Friday. So to jump right back in it and go against South Ripley team that, you know, they got some nice players. Cole Henry obviously had a good game. But, you know, shows some resilience from your kids that they were able to come out and kind of fight through that one and get the win.
Yeah, quite honestly, I probably put more pressure on these guys than I needed to all week. You know, they knew that there was a lot of pressure from my standpoint, and we hadn't beat Greensburg since 09. Kind of like the sectional win last year, we knew how much that would mean to our program, and I thought we did things exactly what we needed to do for three quarters. We just didn't make shots, and we didn't, you know, we had turnovers, and we didn't need turnovers, and if you take half that stuff away, we win that game. So I'm not disappointed in them. Like they said, I'd hope we get another crack at them. It'd be nice to face them one more time and at least see where the second match goes. But they did bounce back Saturday night. First half wasn't real pretty. We did have a nice halftime talk at that game. We won't go into that, but okay. They did respond. They did respond. They did what they needed to do. And again, we showed a lot of toughness in the second half with our defense and kind of locked them down and did what we needed to do and came out with a win. That's all that matters.
And you kind of alluded to a potential second matchup. The sectional might run through Greensburg this year. They're the host. Connersville's obviously a very good team as well. What are your overall impressions of what I like to call the EIAC sectional?
It's tough. I mean, because you obviously play every one of those teams at least once during the season. We still have two or three sectional opponents here coming up at the end of middle of February. So it's a grind because, you know, every night you got to go in and play your best basketball. And, you know, luckily for us last year, we were able to do that. Three nights we played really well and came out with a sectional championship. So we just, you know, we're trying to go into it this year with no pressure and just defend it. And you got to hope for a little luck. I mean, I think the tournament is part luck, part, you know, half the way you play. So hopefully we can get a good draw and get some of those teams that maybe we want to play head-to-head on the other side of the bracket and take the team you get and just play your best basketball.
It wouldn't be bad to get a similar draw that the Lady Tigers got.
We won't. Yeah, it was good for them.
You like being in the second round right off the bat. That's always a good thing. But all right, well, let's have a little more fun, I think, with this. Open this up a little bit, and I just got what I call like bowl game questions. So, favorite gym to play in, and everybody can answer this if you want to. Favorite gym.
Start it off, Xavier.
Xavier, go.
I would say my favorite gym to play in is probably Rushville. I like their gym.
All right.
My favorite gym is Connersville just because, like, how big it is and, like, we won the sectional there, so it was a good moment.
I like our gym the best, probably.
That's good. That's a good answer. You're allowed to say Lawrenceburg.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Lawrenceburg, too. I like the home crowd.
All right. Ben?
Yeah, Connersville is pretty cool. There's a lot of history there, but I'd also have to say Lawrenceburg. You don't have to travel, and it's just I like our gym. I like our lighting, and it's pretty new.
All right, Cooper.
Yeah, I'd also have to say our gym, and I like how our crowds are getting a little better as they come. And yeah.
All right, go ahead, Charlie.
I'd have to say our gym, but I like to play at South Dearborn just because of the rivalry and just a fun environment.
All right, Ethan.
Probably St. Lawrence.
The Panther Dome? That's awesome. Gerald, you want to get in there?
Yeah, I agree with Noah. Spartan Bowl is always fun to play in.
All right, Spartan Bowl. How about a favorite or least favorite drill in practice?
I hate dribble the lines. It's the worst way to start practice, in my opinion.
Can you elaborate on dribble the lines?
So you start in the corner, and you... Yeah, you do.
That's why I hate it. You don't even know how it goes.
You start in the corner. Yeah, you do. You start in the corner, and you dribble down the baseline. Then you got to dribble all the way around the paint, and back down, across the baseline, up the sideline to half court, across half court, back down, do the same thing, come back, and you got to do that twice. And it's not that it's hard. It's just you're out of breath by the end of it, and nobody really wants to do it.
All right, Xavier.
I'll get next.
I'd probably like to say my favorite drill in practice is the
least favorite.
No, he said
you can do
least.
You can say favorite or least favorite.
No, my favorite. I want to say my favorite. So. My favorite is the 3-on-3 rebounding drill because I feel like none of the big guys can jump with me in practice. So it's always fun to start practice off like that and get it going.
Shots fired.
My least favorite drill is Celtic shooting. That's where you just shoot for like 3 straight minutes. I can. I'm the like most underrated shooter on the team, but I'm just like, you know. And then my favorite one is probably like get 50 because it's at the start of practice and you're just working on your form and stuff.
All right. Well, I tell you right now, any shooting drill is my favorite drill. All right, we'll move on to next one. How about a pregame meal? What do you guys eat before a game, Logan?
I can say it's for the whole team. We all go to Panda Express. We haven't lost yet going to Panda, so that's our go-to place.
All right, Panda Express. Pregame music. Who's in charge of that?
Oh, that's me. I was assigned with creating a clean playlist, which that can be difficult sometimes. Uh-huh. But you know, everybody's helped out with a few suggestions at some point. And that's always me, you know. It might not be as clean when we're in the locker room, but, you know, we get pretty fired up with our music.
All right, so what kind of stuff are you listening to?
We listen to a lot of stuff, you know. We listen to Crank That, Soulja Boy, you know, and we're not even... We do some other stuff, too. We listen to some gospel before the game and rap. Yeah, we listen to a lot of stuff.
All right, cool. So before the game on Friday, I saw Charlie and Coach Mooch shooting around a little bit. I would like an assessment of Coach Mooch's basketball skills from somebody on the team.
You know, I really hope he's listening right now. But, you know, me and Mooch, you know, every practice it seems like we just have some beef going on. But, you know, I'm it's 4-4 right now in our pig tournament, horse tournament, and you know, I'm looking to pull out the win, you know, coming this next week.
You have to beat Mooch. You have to beat him.
He likes to cheat a lot. He's more of a mid-range kind of guy. He can't shoot from behind the arc, so.
Okay. I like it. And how about a best or most memorable moment so far this season? Cooper? Ben?
I think my favorite moment so far was Tinley, second half. It was pretty close. And then something just hit, I guess, and we went on a little run. I gave Sam a pass full court, and he got our second dunk of the season, actually, but that was pretty nice. And then we got a few buckets after that, and we pulled away from that game against a really good opponent.
How clean was that dunk?
Yeah, it was pretty clean. I got it down with two hands.
All right, nice.
I felt like I put the tiddly wings on and threw it down.
Nice. There you go. That may have just surpassed it for the best moment of the season. Any other best moments so far this season we want to talk about?
Cooper? I'd have to say for me is my first dunk of the season against Milan. But other than that is when we came back against against Taylor. We were down in like 15 at half, and it was a great win. So, yeah.
That was a good win. I was there for that one as well. So anybody else want to weigh in on best moments? Otherwise, your time's coming to an end here on Crunch Time. Coach, how about just final thoughts? 7 games left in the regular season. Obviously, a goal to repeat as sectional champs. What are you most looking forward to run out the season?
My first challenge is going to be for our students at Lawrenceburg High School to start showing up to games like they did last year.
Okay.
We had a really good student section last year, and I don't think people in today's society realize how much these kids feed off of that, especially when you're playing a team like South Dearborn, you're playing a Greensburg, you're playing a Connersville at home. You need those student sections for energy, and I felt like we had it all last year, and then we had it Friday night. It was a huge part of the first half of obviously how we played, and then we turned around Saturday night and there was hardly anybody there. So that's a challenge. I'm just sending it out there, whether they pick up on it, who knows, but we'll do what we need to do. You know, we just need to finish. I just think we got some games that are going to challenge us. Obviously, some road games here at the end of the season. We got East Central this week. That's always a battle. We haven't beaten them in a couple years. We got a Marymount team coming in Saturday that plays a different style of Ohio basketball that we're not really used to. But again, that's something that you hope will prepare you for later. So we just need to keep doing what we're doing, keep foot down, hopefully shorten up some practices here towards the end of the month and play our best basketball.
Well, we appreciate you coming out tonight. Good luck the rest of the season. We will see you on Friday, February 17th from South Dearborn High School. We wouldn't miss that one. And of course, we'll be covering your sectional games as well. So we'll be seeing much more of you guys. Great job tonight, guys. It was a lot of fun. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that is it. Crunch time here on your hometown radio station, presented by Ortho Cincy, Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries, orthocincy.com. Thanks again to the Lawrenceburg Tigers for coming in tonight, and thank you to the listener for tuning in each Monday to Crunch Time right here at Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.